The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Six days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. But so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Holy Week, now the most sacred week of the entire year. Here's hoping that everybody knows about Holy Thursday and Good Friday and Holy Saturday, right? Holy Thursday, the day of the Last Supper, the day in which Jesus was arrested after he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. Good Friday, the day of the crucifixion. Of course, everyone knows about Good Friday. And Holy Saturday. Holy Saturday, the saddest day of the entire year. That's the day in which the apostles and the disciples and the Blessed Mother pressed on in faith in Jesus Christ, even though the one they believed in was sealed in a stone-cold tomb. Now, you talk about faith. But I hope you realize that the first 3 days of Holy Week have a structure and a purpose as well. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, the first reading comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, who tells us how the Messiah is going to have to suffer for the well-being of the people. And the gospel for each of these 3 days contrasts the behavior of Judas Iscariot with one of three different groups. Tomorrow, Judas is contrasted with Simon Peter. On Wednesday, Judas is contrasted with the rest of the apostles. And in the gospel today, the behavior of Judas Iscariot is contrasted with Mary, the sister of Martha. Mary, who the gospel tells us, takes a jar of perfumed oil, spills the whole thing all over Jesus' feet, empties the whole jar, breaks it clean open. A jar of perfume that was worth 300 days' wages. Now think about that for a minute. 300 days' wages? That's almost as much as somebody would earn in a year. Safely speaking, that's one heck of an expensive jar. That jar of perfume is worth multiple tens of thousands of dollars. Just breaks it open all over Jesus' feet. Judas protests. He says, "Why wasn't this money used to help the poor?" Don't let Judas mislead you. Judas is a hypocrite. Judas doesn't care a rusty collar button about the poor. And this won't be the last time in history in which people will utilize the poor as a cloak for their own fake virtue and ulterior motives. Contrast that with Mary. She doesn't count the cost. She doesn't think it's a waste. She'd do it again. She'd do it if the bottle of perfume cost twice as much as that. Why? Why? And it's a lesson for the day, because love doesn't count the cost. That's our lesson. Love does not count the cost. It just gives until there's nothing left to give. Does that describe you? That's what we want to think about today. I talked about this passage once with a group of third graders. I said, why would Jesus accept this gift, this Mary breaks open a bottle of perfume that's worth as much as a really nice new car? Why would she do that? Why would Jesus take that? Why would she do that to Jesus? Kid raised his hand. Because he's God? Perfect answer. Perfect answer. The kid understood. Question for the week, though, is do you understand and do I understand? Because honestly, we act a lot more like Judas than we act like Mary when it comes to the things of God, don't we? Yes, we do. We always tend to give God the least and the leftovers, never from the heart. I can't tell you how many times I've been told, oh, Father, I don't have time to go to church. I got to go to soccer. Well, which one do you value more? People say, I don't have time to pray. Got no time to pray. But they got plenty of time for golf. Plenty of time to sit there at the computer. I know a lady, she was trying to get her two kids to go to Mass on Sunday. They wouldn't stop playing video games. Wouldn't stop playing video games. She says to them, why don't you just genuflect to the television instead of to the tabernacle? Because that's obviously what you love more. Love doesn't count the cost. Love just gives. Now, Mary shows love without counting the cost today here in the gospel. Jesus is going to show that to us on Good Friday. God the Father is going to show that to us on Easter Sunday. And the challenge for you and me for the week is when are we going to show that as well? Because you know what? Holy Week is really all about the first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength. Conversion of heart means love, and love means all. Because that is how God has loved us. Amen.